OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.
Upper Man confirms as seasons change, questions are mounting as to how one could take care of their flowers and plants to ensure that they survive the season.
I think if you look at the Free State, it always in Bloemfontein in specific have always had the most beautiful gardens in the country. And the first important thing that you need to consider is choosing the right plant. If you have the correct plant in your garden, it will survive the winter. It will go through all the conditions that you normally get in the Free State. So the choice of plant is of utmost importance. If you want to do something that is not really climate appropriate, then you need to take better care of it. But if you have the right plant, then you should be just fine.
And how do we choose the right plant actually? What goes into the thought process of choosing a plant?
I think the first thing, it needs to be climate appropriate as far as possible indigenous, but even if you do decide to choose exotic plants, make sure that it can in fact go through a harsh winter, it can withstand the frost, and you are certain that you have the correct amount of water to give the plant that you choose. But the most important question that you need to ask is it climate appropriate? Does it grow in the Free State? And it's easy to check. If you travel in any street, you can see what other people are growing, what is growing well here, what you are able to do without a whole lot of effort.
Now, with plants that are indoors, we tend to neglect them a bit, thinking that they don't need much attention. What advice do you have for someone who thinks that they don't have to take precautionary measures as winter approaches with regards to their flowers or any other plants that are indoors?
The biggest reason why indoor plants fail is water, either too much or too little. And a lot of the time it's because people give them too much water and then they actually develop mold and die because of that. The other end is also true. People tend to never look at them and then give them too little water. So the amount of water, the appropriate amount is important. And there's not a hard and fast rule. You must feel the plant. If the soil is dry, you must give it water. If it's wet, you don't give water. And in winter, it's important to make sure that the plants are not too close to a window where they will get frost through the window. They must still get light. There's very, very few plants that can live without light, but it's important that it's in the right space in your house. I think the one thing that you need to remember is as we approach winter, your soft plants that you really have been nurturing for a while, get frost cloth for them. Even if it does look a bit bad in winter, then you know you will survive the summer. And winter is the time to work in your garden because then you can see what you do, you can clean up, you can start preparing for spring. So now is the time to plant and prepare for spring. Mulch, compost, get your soil ready because spring is close.
I'm Katleho Marapela for OFM News, Bloemfontein.
OFM News Extra. In touch with your world.